Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host, Sammy. And this is the start of season two. Can you believe it? I can't, but I'm gonna have to because it's here today and you're listening to it, which means that I am successful. Almost. This episode, I am being joined by my new friend, Eddie Zaragoza, who runs the podcast, The Table Talks Podcast. And I was actually on there earlier. So look out for that, huh? As well as my new friend Chris Dimitriadis, who runs the podcast called Curing Curiosity. And today, you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Ride. If you don't know what it is, it's where I give them a Google Slides presentation, and they have to present it, and they have no clue what's on it. It's hilarious. They look dumb, and I laugh. And isn't that how it should always be on the podcast? We also play Character Clash, a really common game on here as well, where basically they get random fictional characters with a random ability and a random weapon, and they have to argue why their character would beat the other one in a fight. It gets intimate, it gets emotional, and it gets really funny. Everybody loves this one, and I think you will too. And if you do like this episode, please consider following the podcast. New episodes are uploaded every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. That's California, if you don't know. And that's all I have for you today. Just enjoy it. This is the start of season two. And just enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy's Saga continues. What's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
That's good. That's good.
super exciting. Sorry.
I was like, hey, okay.
Yeah. Just crickets.
So everybody, this is Eddie and my new boy, Christopher, and my new boy, Eddie. I haven't done very much podcast with him except for one. I don't know why I say random crap like that along the sides. This is the start of season two. I didn't tell you guys.
wow, but this is cool.
This is the first episode. Why don't we kick it off by Christopher? You tell us a little bit about your podcast.
All right. So I host a small podcast called Curing Curiosity. I just talk about whatever really pops into my head. I'll be honest. It's just really random topics of interest. Sometimes I'll discuss it with a guest. Sometimes alone. That's basically the plot of it.
Wow. I have actually listened to it, and I can vouch that it is funny and it is good. So yes, listen to that. Eddie, what have you got in store for us?
Yo, what's going on, guys? This is your boy. And I'm just kidding. I'm just like, whoa. No. How's it going, guys? My name's Eddie. I run a podcast called The Table Talks Podcast, where I interview a bunch of people. I play random games. I do a big modge podge of a bunch of different things. We play a lot of like thought-provoking things. We talk about, you know, heartfelt stuff. We also laugh a ton. And I've been doing like a lot of interviews recently with a bunch of people like from Europe and Asia, which has been really cool. So check me out. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere you can find podcasts. And yeah, that's kind of it. I've actually had Chris on my show and Sammy on my show, so it's been pretty cool.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Collaboration, migration, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Parsley, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so I'm just going to put this out there. I didn't know that Chris and Eddie knew each other beforehand. They were both complete strangers to me before today. So yeah. That's kind of a shock, but it's a small world, isn't it?
It's funny, man.
It is.
Yeah. I was just okay. I just didn't. That's really weird. Okay, the first game we're playing is everybody's favorite. I'm sure you guys are gonna love this. It's called Slide Ride. For the people that don't know, I give them a Google Slides presentation by sharing my screen, and they have to present what's on the Google Slides, whether they like it or not, because they have no choice. And we're gonna have Christopher go first. Are you ready, Christopher, to enlighten us?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me figure out how to share my screen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. All right, Christopher, let me.
Oh, God.
And whenever you want me to go to the next slide, just go ahead and say next slide or give me a pause or something. And Eddie, you can jump in at any time. Anytime just to like be a heckler or something.
Just asking random questions for Alex. Like, what about this? Like, great question.
This is great.
All right. So go ahead, Christopher. Take it away, man.
All right, guys. Today I'm going to be talking about something that I've actually dealt with personally. I don't know how to phrase properly, but personally, I've dealt with this. So how to deal with bullies. Interesting, right?
Dad?
So obviously, what the first step you want to do is obviously tranquilize them and kidnap them and bring them back to your garage, because that's the most important step. And then gather all your friends around and then get fucking wasted. Why not? And then after like a few drinks, because, you know, you're a guy, or if you're a girl, just like, why not? Equality, yeah. You want to take a few rolls of duct tape, probably bought from your local Home Depot and spent like about $10 on, and duct tape the bully to the local pole that's right on top of your garage. Of course,
the local pole. Oh my god.
That's called a street light.
The local pole. Oh no.
Yeah. You just want. Oh god.
My precious.
Obviously, the most important step after that, obviously, everybody should know this. Just find a cat that looks exactly like Schmeagle for the Lord of the Rings and give them all of your loonies. There's all of your $1 coins or $1 bills if you live in America or whatever the currency is that you live in. I currently live in Canada, so we have loonies. Mm. And just give them all to the Schmeagle cat and it'll all be safe. Don't worry. The cat won't eat it or like anything to it. It'll keep it safe. That's like the safest way to store all your money, obviously.
Yeah, that's the face of safety right there, isn't it?
Obviously. I like this step. I like this step. Now, obviously, your bully will eventually wake up and realize where they are. And now, once they manage to make their escape off the 50 rolls of duct tape you bought off the local pole.
The local pole.
You want to set some traps. You don't want to escape, like, all in one piece, do you? No, take some Legos. Already annoying to step on. Now merge it with a nail. Also annoying to step on. Combine the two.
Annoying.
There you go. You have the perfect trap to slay them all across your floor, build a nice pathway, and hopefully just a bunch of bruises and bleeding, and there you go. And then your bully cannot walk anymore. So I want to tell you about a personal experience. My life is weird. So, back when I was out in elementary school, when I was a nice 5-year-old in kindergarten, the youngest in my class, I was on the playground at school, and this kid named Kank, not their actual name, don't worry, protecting them for safety reasons, you know who you are,
Kank.
And this kid Kank shoved me to the ground. Just what the hell, man? And so, and this frustrated me so much that the next day, my 5-year-old brain managed to come up with this. Believe this is a true story. When he wasn't looking, what I can't speak. When he wasn't looking, turn away for just a second, talking to one of his friends or teachers. I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention. I managed to rig up a bunch of explosives and just shoved it in his backpack. And then once he was off to class, I hit the remote and I blew up his backpack when he was wearing it. Yeah, I didn't get any repercussions for that, obviously. I was a nice kid.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Is this Kink?
That's Kink.
And after that explosion, he did go to the hospital, and I did, unfortunately, have to say sorry, but I did, you know, smack him in the face a few times afterwards. But something incredible happened. After he came out of the hospital, after like 50 years, of course, that's over exaggeration. How about 50 months? He then became the human magnet. obviously, like, after you blow up somebody's backpack while they're still wearing it, they obviously turn into an electromagnetism magnet, whatever you like to call it. And then they can able to carry spoons on their bodies. And I think that's a phone. I can't tell.
Now, I have a question for you, sir. Did he put spoons on himself because you and him spooned? Or what was the deal with that?
No, he's just really interested in spoons and spooning.
Interesting.
And also, there's a fork there. Just one little fork.
Mm.
He also likes forks. Obviously, what happens next is you might be walking across the street after dealing with your bully, and it's time to think about what you've done. And then you sit at a bus stop and then talk to a Mario plushie with no hat and ask him about his day, what's going wrong, like if his job's doing well, what's happening with Luigi, if he's still alive, and just talk with him, have a nice conversation, waiting for the bus, and then just empty out your soul to Mario. The depressing looking Mario.
Where's his hat at? Do you know where his hat's at, or what's the deal with that?
Probably with the princess doing stuff.
Wow, okay.
Hmm? And what you want to do is, after going on the bus, you want to go to the local pet store. And obviously, pick yourself up a turtle. They're the best. And then, right next to the local pet store is the local hardware store. Obviously, that's the perfect place to put those two things. Mm-hmm. So you want to get yourself a butterfly knife. The most versatile weapon that you can easily cut yourself with if you don't use it properly. And then go back to your local Home Depot, spend another $10 on a roll of duct tape, and
very specific.
Duct tape the switchblade to the turtle. And there you go. You have a mobile weapon. And if anybody questions you, just say that's your pet turtle... Bert, I don't know.
Bert.
Yes.
Okay, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's skip this one. There we go.
All right, that's all. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I'll be here never again.
Hey, I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
Your bully's name was Kank. What happens about my bully? His name is Spank.
Spank. I think they know each other, actually.
Oh, no. What about his cousin, Plank?
10.
Plank's not that bad.
That was very informative, Christopher. I'm glad that... I won't get bullied anymore after listening to that. That's for sure. Yeah. All right, Eddie, do you think you have what it takes?
I was born Eddie.
All right. Sounds good. All right, you're going to be telling us about this. I'll let you soak it in.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to my little Ed Talk, if you will. Today I'm talking about how to live... on a budget, something that I had to go through yesterday. Anyway, but here we go. Next slide. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yep. Wow. So, you ever walk and you get those cuts on your feet and you're going, well, I spent $50 on these Nikes, right? $50. And, let's just say your neighbor's a baker. Let's just say that, you're getting cold sores, you're getting cuts. Why not toss the Nikes and get two fresh baguettes? You're supporting the family next door, right? You're also getting some soft, rather hard shoes. I would recommend not wearing an old bed sheet as your shorts, but that's totally none of my business.
Excuse me, I have a question real quick. Sorry.
Oh, here we go. What's going on?
Are those the nicest pair of loafers you own?
Nice, good pun. It's really just it's seasoning the bread, and it's making organic garlic bread right there, so it's really disgusting.
He's getting that dough, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's getting it. We can go next slide. Oh my god. So you ever go, I don't know what the deal is with this, but I guess bread's cheap because
gotta make that bread.
You gotta make that bread, but if you're lacking that bread, then you gotta get the other bread, right? And so When times get tough, I don't even know how to describe this. When times get tough, add an extra piece of bread. Maybe it'll keep you more full. I don't know if they can see what I can see, but this is,
they cannot.
Oh, this is like a. This
but is why don't you describe what it is? Yeah.
So you ever see like a, like a, it's like a triangle sandwich with, it looks like a piece of. This is not really a budget. This is like over excess. Don't do this. How about this is how not to live on a budget. Don't put 3 pieces of bread in a sandwich because I don't. Just don't do it. Next slide, please. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. So noodles are they're cheap, but not cheap so enough. Disgusting. So I would say, you know, your next door neighbor is a baker. Your other next door neighbor is this dude named Kank. So I would say lure homeboy into, you know, the local poll, and when he's not looking, I'd shave off some hair, throw some pasta on it, and then take it to Olive Garden and have him put cheese on until you tell him to stop, because honestly, that's going to be your best bet. A lot of fiber, yeah, and then obviously, like, you know, you're eating this hair spaghetti, but you know, if you need a fork, you can go to Kank, because Kank's a magnet. So
yeah, he's got long hair, doesn't he?
He's got, you know, Kank's got more than just long hair. He's got issues, you know, but that's for another slide.
Oh, I love angel hair pasta.
It's beneficial. So I want to let you guys know that living on a budget is incredibly beneficial. And what it does is it teaches you, you know, money-saving skills, teaches you how to save your money, right? Which, I mean, if you want to say it in a different way, it would teach you how to spend less. I don't know. It teaches you also how to conserve financially and teaches you how to lose less money. Now, all that sounds the same, but like the question, the big question in like neon lights is, are they? But the answer is yes. I just wanted to sound fancy and like, because I'm hella cool.
Hell yeah, man.
Anyways, let's go back to the next slide. You're so stupid. Okay. So,
is that Kank?
There's been a lot of bread. There's been a lot of bread in these slides. And I want to let you know you need to get your meat in. And now, how do I say this? You know how babies cry? And they're really annoying. Well, they've got a lot of meat in their butts. So I would say, you know, eat a baby sandwich. I don't know. I don't know. Eat a baby sandwich. It's expensive. I don't know. This is, do you have any questions for me, Chris? I'm struggling.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. One question. Do you like to season the baby before you put in the sandwich or?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, I'd slathered in some Gerber puree, maybe some fruit conservatives. I don't know. It's important. You're getting a lot of nutrition by eating a baby. You're eating bones. It sounds terrible.
Whose baby is that?
Who knows? Maybe Kank's. It came from the local poll. So it's really just up for grabs. And unfortunately, you grabbed it. So.
Is it boneless?
Oh, yeah. It's an excuse. It's basically a boneless chicken wing, which is basically a chicken nugget. But yeah, eat a chicken nugget sandwich. Next slide, please. Oh, my gosh. And
look
so
his legs.
what I would say when you're trying to budget, really you got to free the nipples. And I would say cut the circles out, allow your nipples to breathe, and that can make, you know,
no, I don't know.
More aerodynamic.
It can make you some earmuffs. Oh man, yeah. Yeah, it just this is oh man. Yeah, just let the nips free. I don't know. Let them live. Next slide. What does that even mean? Cell phone bills. That's like a big thing with people nowadays, is they are paying too much for cell phone, and why have a cell phone when you can have a hot dog, hot phone. just don't get a phone because the bills are too expensive. And you, like I said 17 different times, save money, spend less money, conserve financially.
Now, would you rather pay your phone bills or you rather pay your hot dog bills?
Financially speaking, good question, Chris. Good question from the back. I would say I'd rather pay a hot dog bill because it's, you know, you could buy a pack of 12 for less than a dollar. You know, but who knows? I mean,
where can you buy
hot dogs? Not the AT&T store. But yeah, bonus, you know, here's another way you could save money. I would recommend investing. There's Robinhood, there's different things. here are some things that I've personally invested and successfully profited from. You guys ready? Elderly Halloween costumes. Now, it sounds like a niche. It sounds like too specific, but, you know, Donald Trump is considered elderly, so that's an easy investment. Cold dogs. So I've invested in, you know, Siberian Huskies. And, man, do people want those dogs during Christmas? It's cuddle season. Hot dogs. You know, we've been talking about hot dogs. You know, Oscar Mayer's got some great stuff coming out. Snoop Dogg, you know, he's invested in that as well. So that's a good partnership. Last thing I would invest in would be a giraffe, which it's not the kind you're thinking of. Let me explain. So it's interesting because giraffe is kind of slang for like giraffe. Velociraptor. It's basically dinosaurs. You're investing in dinosaurs, Jurassic Park, Land Before Time, you know, these different dinosaur companies. But also giraffe covers giraffle at your school. So invest in the school system. Please go to the next slide. Thank you guys so much. I hope we learned something. Free the nipples. You know, and go to the local poll store. The local poll store.
Wow, I can say for one that I think I can make a budget now based on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
Like everything I learned in finance class, I'm just like, this is what I have to listen to.
Easy money.
Right. So, the next game on the list. My goodness, my gestures when I say things are so big. I like swing my arms. The next game that we're playing today is called Good Old Character Clash. For the people that don't know, you should know already. But for the people that don't know, it's a game where each guest, that meaning Eddie and Chris, choose three numbers from 1 to 70, and then as a result, they get a character with a weapon and an ability. They have to argue why their character would beat the other in a fight. It's that simple, but it's really funny. Eddie, give me three numbers from 1 to 70.
All right, thanks so much, Sammy Jimenez. I'm going to pick number 5. I'm going to pick number 26, and I'm going to pick 61.
All right. 5, 26, and 61. That means you are the Joker, and you are the Joker with not just the Joker, but the Joker with a chainsaw, and not only that, but you used to be friends with the used to be best friends with the opponent. So let me just type that in here.
Okay.
That's gonna make things interesting. Okay, Chris, why don't you give me three numbers, 1 to 70.
42,
mm-hmm.
37, and 69.
69, all right. okay, 42.
69, moment of silence, please. Moment of silence.
Okay, Chris, you are a sniper. Mm. And you are armed with a gun that I quote, shoots guns.
Oh, yes.
And you can't tell time.
Perfect.
I'm going to put this in the chat so you guys can see it. This is going to be an interesting one. Sometimes we have some lineups that don't look promising, but I'm excited about this one. Just to recap, Eddie is the Joker with a chainsaw who used to be best friends with the opponent, which is Christopher, who has a sniper with a gun that shoots guns, but he can't tell time. Eddie, why don't you start us off? And Christopher, you can jump in at any point to rebuttal or refuse what he's saying.
I wish I could do the Joker's laugh, and if I tried, I would sound like probably Kank. So anyway, listen, your boy's the Joker. I've got a chainsaw. That's bad news for anybody in my path because I just don't give, and I don't know if I can cuss, but a flying flute. I can or can't?
You may, yes.
Oh, I don't give a fuck, Chris. I'm coming after you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the Joker. So when's the last time you ever seen me be still? So good luck, sniper. And honestly, you'd be doing yourself a total disservice because sure, you're a sniper. I bet you're a badass one. You probably play Call of Duty. You probably, you know, live in your mom's garage. It's cool. It's not a big deal. But also, you're shooting guns at me, boy. So you're shooting a gun at me that I'm just going to pick up and shoot right back at you, bro.
This is what you don't know. I am a sniper, so it doesn't matter how far away you are, I can still try to snipe you. I have infinite guns. I can shoot myself guns. I can shoot myself a minigun if I wanted to.
Got a point.
Yeah, but listen to this. You down. Listen to this. You're going to try to shoot me, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, it's 5 in the morning, so I don't know what fucking time it is.
And I've been here for 15 years.
Yeah, but doesn't you mean, you've got an issue. You don't even know what time it is. You forgot it's your mom's birthday. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll give her a gun.
Give her a gun. What happens now, Chris? It's your mom's birthday. And where am I at? Your mom's birthday party. You fucked up, buddy. You
did. It is 1905. I'm shooting myself guns. I have infinite. I can snipe you from a mile away, boy. It doesn't matter.
No, but I'm at your mom's birthday party. So what are you gonna? You're gonna shoot somebody at your mom's party? Yeah. You're gonna do that? You're gonna be that guy? You're gonna be that son, Chris?
Oh, no, my mom appreciates what I do. She understands what I do, so it doesn't matter. She's seen people fall dead right in front of her before. Been like that for 24 days.
You know what's crazy about that, though, is your mom wouldn't be okay with that because we grew up together. We were best friends, Chris.
Oh, that's right.
We were best friends, and my mom and your mom were best friends, and your mom raised me like I was one of her own. She loved me. Oh, and you're going to do that to her? You're going to do that to your mom?
Okay, that was 19 hours.
Like how his mom became the
Chris is like, fuck.
That was 19 hours ago. We don't talk about the past right now.
You're going to do that? You're going to really do that? You're going to ruin your mom's birthday?
Look,
you're gonna
ruin it's been 1 nanosecond since that happened. Like, let's focus on the present day, like 20 years in the future. We're going to focus on the present day.
I don't know, man. It's hard for me to wrap my head around.
It's my job to do this.
Yeah, but is it worth ruining your mom's relationship with you? I mean, I'm just asking for a friend, maybe even an old friend.
Look, my mom will support me in whatever I do. She knows the sacrifices I have to make.
I'm sorry, Chris. It's hard for me to really wrap that around me. You know, me and your mom, Mildred, have been close forever. And, you know, back when me and you first met at the local poll, and it's been uphill ever since. And all of a sudden, you know, you got obsessed with guns, and I couldn't do it. You know, it was a sad time in our friendship, and I get that. But I was addicted to the chainsaw, man. And I thought that, you know, we could be something special. But you went your own way. You were stubborn.
I wanted to get you into the gun business. I invented a gun that shoots guns. For crying out loud, you know how much we can make off of that. When we met like 24 months ago, that was okay. Like, that's the past, man. I tried to get you into this business. You were focused on your chainsaws.
The problem is you got caught up in the money, man. And I wanted to stay and take care of our family. I wanted to stay and take care of your mom. I've been investing in trying to get her a new house for her birthday, and I don't think she would appreciate blood splattered all over her face from her kid that she raised.
Oh, please! I can just shoot a money gun.
A money issue.
I can just shoot out a money gun, like 15 of those if I can.
I'm sorry, man. You know, it's okay. If you want to take this one, you can. But I just want to let you know. Happy birthday, Mildred.
I think this is the perfect way to end it.
So, Eddie, what you're saying is that you are willing to die if he is willing to ruin his mother's birthday.
Yeah, if he doesn't, the biggest thing is my ending statement is going to be this. We were close one time, Kimasabi. We were friends. We were comrades. We used to game together. We were ride or die. And then you let the money consume you. And now I got stuck at home taking care of your mom and my mom and our families while you went and played with guns. like a little Nino. it's okay. It's okay if you want to do your thing, but you know, at your mama's party, you lost track of time. You forgot, which is okay. You know, you have your own issues, but you know,
look, man, that was 36 hours ago. We're not focusing on my problems.
You keep saying 40 years ago, 12 days ago, 4 minutes ago. You don't even know where you are.
I don't know where I am.
You know what's crazy, though, is you forgot to take your medication. Because you can't tell time. And you're feeling a little woozy, aren't you?
I'll probably
you're feeling a little lightheaded, aren't you? You're feeling a little lightheaded, aren't you? It's okay. It's okay.
I thought you meant
kind of rest.
He needs to take medicine to tell time.
You just need to rest easy, bud. But it's okay if you want to, you know, I talked to your mom and she wasn't okay with the way that you're doing your thing. So if you want to ruin your mama's party, then, you know, if you can live with that, you know, that's on you, man. That's on you.
You know, well, how about this? Let me propose a compromise to stop all this right now.
Is this the first compromise in
I think it is.
In 150 decades.
What's the compromise?
Why don't we merge chainsaws and gun shooting guns? I'll make a chainsaw gun that shoots chainsaws.
I like the proposal, but I'm too busy eating mama's birthday cake right now.
How about this? I'll be a stay-at-home son.
Stay-at-home son. Yeah. I ain't never heard of that shit.
I'll be a stay-at-home son. I'll still produce guns from outside my basement and...
All right, so are you going to come in? Are you going to come into the house for the birthday party then?
Yeah, sure. Where is it?
Okay, you got to help your mom blow up the cake. So are you staying in front of me then?
Sure.
I start my chainsaw, cut your head off. There he goes. I win.
Damn.
I'm the joker. I don't give a shit.
He got you.
I got him in the house. Woo! Yeah.
You did get him. You got him quite
Chris,
good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chris.
All right, man.
It's all right. Like that I don't know what movie that is, but it's the one with like Lenny and he's like, just look over the water and
Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men. I'm like, it's okay.
Victory
Chris,
Royale.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Ring! It's gonna be fine, Chris. It's gonna be fine. Ring!
I had to read that book like for English class when I was in 10th grade. That would be American way of saying it.
Yeah.
Secondary four for us. Yeah, we had to read that book in English class and then watch the movie. Yeah, that was interesting.
Crazy.
Not a bad movie, honestly.
That was the funniest part, to be honest. All right. We've got a little bit of time left, so we'll do a quick one, all right? Eddie, give me three numbers, 1 to 70.
Let's go 14. Let's go 53. And let's go 49.
Okay. So let's see here. That means you are Forrest Gump.
Oh shit.
yeah, not off to a great start. You are armed with a high pressure poop hose.
Oh, it's over.
And 49. You must move one limb at a time.
Run, Forrest, run. It's easy. Are you kidding me? It's all I do.
Chris.
You got to give me a give second. Me I can only do one thing at a time.
Three numbers, Chris.
11.
Okay.
17.
Mm-hmm.
And 9.
All right. Easy enough. Chris, you are Obama.
Okay.
You are armed with a truck. You have a truck. And 9, you smell terrible.
Oh.
And just
I'm gonna make you smell even worse, bud.
Can't do it.
Yeah, that's why he smells bad. there we go. So I'm gonna switch it up a little bit, and I'm gonna say you guys are fighting underwater. Chris, take it away.
I wish I could do an Obama impression. That would be great. Okay. Listen here, you Tom Hanks lookalike. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm doing a Western accent at this point. Listen here, you Tom Hanks lookalike. I have a truck. It can drive underwater. That's how I manage this truck.
I think that's called a submarine, Chris.
That's not how trucks work, Obama.
a special kind of truck that doesn't look like a submarine at all. There's no storage in the back. Well, not that kind of truck. It doesn't matter if I smell terrible. I'm in the ocean right now. I'm still in a truck, though. That doesn't make any sense. There's an air freshener in here. Don't worry about it. I will be able to run you over before you can even move a pinky toe. Listen here. Hear me?
You can't even run me over, Obama. I have to, like, move my lips one by one because I can't even fucking... listen, bud. Listen here, bud.
Oh, no.
You ever taste shit? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, like, good luck trying to do anything because I can move faster than you because trucks can't drive underwater, so that screws you over. All the and you smell terrible, and you smell like, and I don't know, something a shark would probably want to eat. So all I got to do is get out of the way, and I can use my high-pressure poop hose to, like, I don't have to move my limbs, right? I can use that to, like, move. It can pressure me around the water instead of having to – I can just, like, travel via shit jetpack.
Like so, Wally. He's a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to be using a high-pressure poop hose to piss off all the animals around me. I'm fast enough to get away from them. They're just going to eat you alive, son.
How accurate do you think that's going to be underwater, fella? You think that's going to propel you forward? It's shit-powered.
What are you going to do? You can't even drive in the truck.
I'll get out of the truck. I'll just throw the truck underwater to you. I have superhuman strength at this point.
Wait, what? We're just making shit up now? And that's the case. I can... I'm fucking 40 feet tall.
Obama? I think Obama has to stay in the truck.
Ah, damn.
Which, if you think about it, gives him a limited amount of time.
Oh, I'm just going to toss that in there. Just... I gotta high pressure myself up over and breathe at the surface of the water. I'm gonna keep on blasting shit onto you, whether or not you can breathe or not. I'm gonna be hovering right over your truck. You're gonna be riding the struggle shit bus, and I'm just gonna be chilling, man. I don't have to move my limbs even once. I can move my thumb.
You know what? There's a force field around this truck. I can't get out. I'm restricted to this one seat in front of the driver's wheel that I have no control over at this point. The truck's now driving on its own. The engine's broken at this point.
What?
That doesn't make any sense, but once you come close enough to this truck, because we're underwater, it will electrify you. I don't care if that doesn't make any logical sense.
I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm still gonna be shooting. No, I'm not sure about that one.
I think I'm not sure if Obama's gonna make it through this one. I mean, he's a. I'm sure he's a great politician, but in fighting, I think Forrest Gump is actually gonna take this one.
I agree on that, though.
Because Obama sounds like he's gonna be in some tough shit.
Yeah.
<Ba-da-bum>. Ding.
So I'm gonna have to give that to Forrest Gump with the high pressure poop hose, even though the hose is gonna have to be miles long. Yeah, that's probably gonna have to be him. Anyways, this is the Sammy Saga podcast, and I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode because we like doing this. Which one is your favorite, guys? Did you like this one more or Slide Ride? Just give me your thoughts real quick.
Slide Ride was good, but it was super random, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
That's the entire point of it. You have no idea what you're talking about. You talked about hot dogs most of the time. I talked about duct taping a bully to the local pole, but like, still.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was good. Yeah. They were both fun. I like the second one more because it's probably. It's a little more. It takes a little more creativity.
At least you have an idea of what you're doing, but at the same time, it's fun because you can just say the wackiest shit. And sometimes it has to make sense. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. Yeah, I was just like gathering a little intel from fellow podcasters. Once again, this is Christopher and Eddie, and I listen to the podcast. It sounds great. And yeah, that's basically today's podcast. If you did like it, please give it a like. If you hate it, then give it a dislike. I don't know. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, man, that was fun. I appreciate you having us on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's an absolute blast.
And I will even say a shout out to Chris's podcast. I listened to a couple of his episodes. They're pretty good. So check those out, you guys. And I'm excited to hear this one. And
I don't know, Eddie's podcast. I recommend you check his out on Spotify. Listen to it while you're falling asleep. That's what I usually do. And shout out to Sammy as well. Also a good podcast to listen to if you just want to laugh.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I recommend both podcasts. They're both pretty good. Anyway, thank you guys for coming on, first of all. And I hope you have a great day. I'll tell you when this is up.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated with the latest, I post constantly to keep y'all updated, and that's going to be the best way, my social medias. I also have a website, and that should be down there as well. It's really badass. You should check it out. I had a blast with Eddie and Chris, and you know, they just might be on again. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I'm gonna see you next week. See ya!